ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Aloisi. Cahill. Cahill! Tim Cahill has done it again! What a goal by Tim Cahill! 2-1 Australia!
Never gets old, does it? A golden moment from the golden generation. Do you remember where you were when that goal went in? In 2006, the youngest Socceroo in this World Cup wasn't even alive. Lucas Herrington was born in 2007 and at 18 years of age could become the youngest Australian to play at a World Cup if he starts in the tournament opener against Turkey. This is a kid who has mixed it with Messi and is rightfully dreaming big. We're talking to him ahead of the World Cup. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Lucas Herrington is the youngest player on the second youngest ever Socceroos World Cup squad. Lucas, welcome. Can you just take us to the moment you were told you're definitely going to a World Cup by Tony Popovich?
Yeah, you know, obviously a lot of boys in camp and a few had to miss out, which is always tough. But, you know, to be involved in the final squad is a dream come true. And, yeah, I really can't wait for it to get started. You know, we've got a talented group here, so hopefully we do some special things and hopefully I'm a part of that. So, yeah, I can't wait for it to get started.
What were the emotions like knowing that this dream that no doubt you've been thinking about for years and years and years, you were going to achieve?
Yeah, you know, just relief, you know, excitement, you know, I just couldn't be prouder, couldn't be happier to represent my country at a World Cup.
If I think about the kid, I'm sure he got up this morning and he was hoping and praying that he's in there, but without a doubt, he deserves to be here.
Obviously, my family as well were just so stoked, you know, it was just a really nice moment for me to share that with them. So that was probably a nicer moment than, you know, hearing, just being able to share that moment with my family, you know, it was awesome and just, yeah, dream true.
Was there a particular member of your family who's been huge in your footballing development?
Yeah, obviously my parents are massive, but my brother, you know, just obviously he plays as well, so he gets it. He gets all the pressure, the stress, just the love of playing a game. So I think him, he helped me so much just, you know, after games, just someone to talk to that actually gets it in off season, just being able to work with him and train with him, you know. It helps a lot when you got a, you know, a brother who you love so much just to help you along the way and just be there with you. So no, he's definitely been a big factor for me.
Talk to me about, you know, backyard rivalry with the brother. Like there must have been some moments that got heated. You know, I know that that's the way it goes for many siblings.
Yeah, no, of course. There was definitely a lot of moments of, you know, near punch-ups. But, you know, it's all love at the end of the day. You know, we both work so hard for, you know, just to be footballers, you know, to have that dream come true for both of us of being professionals, you know. It just pushes us every day just to keep working, you know, keep working for like moments like this. And yeah, he's been so instrumental on my journey so far. So I can't wait to share the moment with him.
Once I saw him train, he was playing. And I see that same carefree kid that loves football, has no fear. You know, and he's 18, so it is quite special at 18 to be doing what he's doing and what he just played in last night. I'm sure he's pinching himself.
When you were growing up, watching this tournament, the World Cup, on TV as a youngster, is there a tournament or a moment over the journey that stands out to you that you sort of thought, wow, like this is such a cool thing, this is what I want?
Yeah, I think the 2014 World Cup was probably the first one where I was actually old enough to process what was going on. You know, just to watch all the Socceroos, like great moments in that World Cup was just also special for me. I lived in Australia, you know, I'm a Socceroos fan through and through. So just to see them, you know, creating memories that I would hopefully one day recreate is just amazing. And it just gave me that, you know, that drive, even at a young age, just to, you know, work hard, just enjoy it and just like, you know, have fun and try and reach my goals.
To take the lead against the Dutch, Milo Jedinek in Porto Alegre converts for the spot. It's 2-1 Australia. They keep on believing.
You're just 18 years of age, and it's a pretty massive thing to be going to the biggest sporting event on earth. If you play in that first game against Turkey, you'll be the youngest ever Socceroo to play at a World Cup. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, you know, it's a really nice sort of feeling and a nice achievement. Hopefully, obviously it hasn't happened yet, but, you know, just to be given the opportunity to be in the 26-man squad by the coaching staff, you know, it means so much to me. Obviously, it's all I can think about ever since I made my debut for the national team.
Tony Popovich continues to give players their opportunity. 18-year-old Lucas Herrington makes his international debut.
So to finally be here. You know, it's just a dream come true. You know, I've loved every minute of camp and I just can't wait for the World Cup to get started and just be there with the boys, you know, enjoy every moment and create our own memories.
Talk to me about camp. Who are you sharing a room with? If you are indeed sharing a room with someone, who are you connecting with? Is there someone you're particularly tight with in that Socceroos group?
Yeah, individual rooms now, but at the start of the camp, I was with Mo Touré. Obviously, I was also experienced his brother in the under-20s. We were roommates for a bit, so it's nice to see, you know, just like the little family going on there. And obviously, I've known Nesta for, what, four or five years now, so obviously to have him in camp and he's doing so well in the championship and for the national team, you know, it's great to see.
He was strong before Lucas Harrington put his hand up. Hristic helps it to Awan Mabil. Now Italiano puts it up to the back post, just too high for Iran Kunda.
And obviously I went through the under-20s journey with Paulie Okon, so to have him here as well is really special. You know, he's a great player, fully deserves to be here. So, you know, it's great to have those little like reunions up in the highest level possible. You know, we all work so hard to be here. So it's just great to see it pay off for everyone.
It's an incredible crew of young talent coming through. And to hear Tony Popovich in his press conference speak about this group being ready, not for the next World Cup, but for this one. And he wants you guys to believe in that. Do you have a sense with these young guys who you've connected with for the journey coming through that like you're on the cusp of something really special at this World Cup?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's really exciting as well with the, you know, a good batch of young players. And then you've got those players that have been here, done that, like your Matty Ryans, Aziz Bayich, Milos Deganek, and Matthew Leckie. They've all experienced at the World Cup level and to just be giving us young guys advice. You know, there's a lot of us, you know, like this is our first World Cup. So there's a lot of excitement, a lot of just buzzing to be here. That everyone's so excited. So I think those experienced lads that have been here before, you know, are going to really help just sort of calm everyone down and just like remember that it's just a game and just go out there, enjoy and just have fun. You know, it's the biggest stage in the world. You know, everyone dreams of being here. So for us to be here for the first time, you know, it's a massive moment for everyone. And yeah, everyone's just really excited and can't wait to get underway against Turkey.
Football people talk about the golden generation, you know, Tony Popovich's generation. That was 2006. You were born in 2007. Does it mean anything to you when you like hear about your coach's generation? Have you gone and watched old games or highlights? Or are you just like, you know what, Popper? Like things have moved since 2006, okay?
And obviously I hear a lot about it, you know, obviously being born in 2007 and coming up first 6-7 years of my life, like I wasn't, you know, watching every game, you know, but as I got older, you know, as a footballer, you know, I love watching games. So I'd go back, watch highlights and just watch like that generation that everyone's talking about. And hopefully this generation here at this World Cup is going to create a long living memory like they have. And yeah, I'm glad to be a part of that. And yeah, can't wait to see what happens.
It's Metcalf that goes towards Suter. Down towards Harrington. The shot from Jackson Irvine.
If you play, you're going to be sharing the pitch with some of the biggest talents in world football. I look at some of the names across Turkey, the United States and Paraguay. There's some worldies in there. Is there particular opponents you're excited to be potentially doing battle with and sharing the pitch with?
I think every game is, you know, so exciting. You know, we're at the biggest stage in the world. And obviously I play in the MLS. I play in America. So I've got a lot of people already messaging me from my club about that game against the US, so that would be exciting for me.
Rising into the heart of the area, and it is two! The teenager also with his first, Lucas Harrington, welcome to MLS!
You know, I got a lot of people to sort of upset at the club, so that should hopefully be fun. But obviously I play against top players week in, week out, so it's just another one of those games where I just got to go enjoy and just go do the things that I know I can do and just to work my hardest for the country and make everyone here proud.
Given you are playing in the MLS for Colorado, you know, you are, as you say there, you're mixing it with the Americans. The pundits, some of their experts, so-called experts, they've thrown some shade at the Socceroos, shall we say, leading into this. I was speaking to another member of the Socceroos squad who was saying how fired up you guys are, in particular for that US game. How significant are the banter levels between you and your American teammates and people you're mixing with in the MLS? And do they appreciate that Australia has that game firmly circled?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, with all the Americans in Colorado, you know, there's a lot of banter going on.
And look at Harrington on the back post. Doesn't even have to move, just frees himself up just enough.
I don't really care, to be honest, what the US pundits have to say about our team. You know, we know that we're good enough to compete at the highest level. You know, we're here for a reason, and we've got a top squad that's really going to work our hardest every game to make our country proud and just put our footprint on the world stage. You know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to enjoy. We're here to, you know, play football, and we're going to do that to the best of our abilities.
As a defender, I assume that you've been going head-to-head with Christian Volpato since he's come into camp, given his sort of attacking prowess in drills, I assume. What have you seen from him on a technical and ability level that tells you he's going to be bringing so much to this Socceroos group?
Yeah, you know, he's a top player. You can see that already. You know, I think he's had maybe three sessions with the group, but you can just see the quality he's got. You know, obviously he's playing in a top league in the Serie A. So, you know, we always knew he'd bring that quality. You know, he's a great kid as well. So it's good to have him in the group. And yeah, I think everyone's just really excited to see him put on a jersey for the first time.
Has there been, what's the connection been like? You know, always hard for anyone in any environment to come in late and build those connections when others have sort of done that over a number of years. When I look at, you know, what you've spoken about with Mo and Nesta and other players, how has he gone building that connection? I don't know, maybe there's been sort of initiations or, you know, things that you've done to try to help him build that?
Yeah, no, it's been perfectly fine. You know, we've got the professionalism and that top character in our group that any player that comes in, you know, straight away they're treated like family. And that's the same for me. You know, my first call up in March, you know, it was within a few days that I was just fully comfortable, just because all the boys were so good at just bringing me in and making me feel comfortable. And ultimately that's what we need to do. You know, we've got just over a week until the World Cup starts. We've got to make sure that everyone's comfortable. And, you know, Christian started right in. You can see that in training on the pitch. You know, he's been quality. So now all the boys welcome all the new members perfectly. And yeah, we're just really excited to get the World Cup going.
Lucas, you sound incredibly chill. Like the idea that you might be going against Turkey and Gula or the United States and Pulisic, are the emotions whirring underneath the surface? Or are you just like, you're feeling pretty on top of this?
Yeah, no, obviously it's, you know, it's probably it's the biggest moment of my life. So I'm just excited. You know, I just try and approach it as any other game. Obviously it's not, because there's so much riding on it, but you know, we've got faced like top players every week in the MLS. So it's sort of just like me using that mindset just to be like, I've done this like week in, week out.
He's just started out and he's doing so well in the MLS. He's played every minute of every game. He keeps backing up, so he's already at his age. He's very robust.
Obviously now I'm playing for, you know, the biggest honour in the world, playing for your country at a World Cup. So I'm just really excited. I can't wait to get going.
Just finally on your experiences in the MLS, has there been a pinch me moment where you're like, am I dreaming? Like, I can't believe I'm going up against this particular player.
Yeah, I've got to admit, it was probably the Inter Miami game when we had 75,000. You know, that was pretty special. Obviously, it was a disappointing result, but just to see, like we played so well and just against, obviously, Messi, and his quality was shown on that pitch that day. And it was just, like, a great moment for me, like, a great learning for me. You know, I've watched back that game plenty of times to see, like, what I could have done better. And it's just a great, you know, it's a great feeling as a young player when you come up against someone that's had experience in that, you know, world class. It just gives you so many things just to learn off and just gain that experience that's ultimately going to help me in the long run.
What did you see from him up close and personal that you're like, this guy is GOAT status?
No, you can obviously just tell, like, his ball control. You know, he can control it in the tightest pockets and just wriggle out of it and find a spare player. Or even, like, you know, the goal he scored against us, you know, there was like five players around the ball in the way and he still managed to shifted to his left foot and put it in the top corner. So, you know, you just have to sometimes appreciate, you know, just the quality in some players. You have to respect them. And also, you know, you've got to give your best. You know, you've got to try and get in their face, disrupt their rhythm. And, you know, sometimes they just, you know, a quality player just shows their quality, like in patches. And that was just one of those days. You know, he showed us what a GOAT can look like. And he, yeah, it was just, obviously it was disappointing to concede goals like that. But, you know, sometimes you have to appreciate that.
Lucas, we're so excited to see how you and the rest of the team is going to emerge at this Football World Cup. Thanks so much for your time. All the best for the tournament. Excited to see how you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Lucas Herrington, imagine being that level-headed at 18. Look out, world. A heads up, if you enjoyed that conversation, we are going to have a lot more coming during the World Cup. Keep your eyes on this feed early in the week. Some big news is coming. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne. Thanks to Paramount Plus, SBS, the Socceroos, and the MLS for the extra audio used in this episode.